friends. I'm Danielle Young.
And I'm Tyrone Young.
We're helping other people excel through conversations on the Word of God.
And no matter how hard life gets,
no matter how many mistakes we've made,
no matter how broken our lives seem to be,
we can have a new beginning if we put our faith in Jesus Christ. Hello, 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 friends. Welcome to our show, A Dose of Hope, right here on WWDBAM 860 on your dial, or WWDBAM.com for internet listening, or you can download the WWDBAM app on your Android or iPhone device. Well, we want to thank you for joining us today for this episode of A Dose of Hope. And every time we meet, it's our prayer that you feel inspired, motivated, and hopeful from our conversations on the Word of God and the music we play. It is me. It is your girl. It's your sister. It is your friend. I am Danielle Young, the host of A Dose of Hope. And right here beside me is my life partner, my love, my best friend. He is my guy, my awesome co-host, my husband, Tyrone, and he's going to greet you today.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for joining us for another exciting edition of A Dose of Hope.
Awesome. Husband, how are you today? How's it going? How's your day?
It's going well. I'm blessed by the best.
Yes, 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 indeed. I concur. God is good all of the time. And?
All the time, God is good.
Yes. Can I get a high five on that one?
All right.
Come on, high five. There you all go. Right. There you go. Well, we thank God for this another day that he's allowed us to see. This time in our family is challenging because, as I shared with you a couple of weeks ago, my beautiful, dear, beloved mother went on to be with the Lord, and we had her homegoing celebration on last Friday. It was a beautiful, beautiful send off.
Yes, yes,
and I just want to thank everyone again for all the love and support and encouragement.
Yes.
You just don't know how much it means to me. And we are going to continue to remember her life and legacy and keep it going. Keep it going through everything that I do, everything we say, moving forward. Late last year, we also lost my father-in-law. And so, you know, our family has been going through a lot of loss, but we thank and praise God for the lives they led and that knew the Lord as their Savior.
That's
so it's really not a loss, right? Because we know where they are.
Absolutely.
And we can see them again.
Amen.
If we live right, the Bible, the song says heaven belongs to you. If you pray right, heaven belongs to you.
Yes, Lord.
Treat your neighbor right, heaven belongs to you.
All right.
And so we have celebration, however.
Yes.
We thank God. Yesterday, we celebrated our son, our firstborn.
Yes.
We celebrated his birthday, Khalil. Happy birthday, son.
We
wish you so many more. So proud of you, and wish you all the best and a wonderful time of celebration. He turned 35. Okay, somebody's getting old. He done caught up with me. But we thank God for another year.
Amen.
To celebrate life.
Yes.
So, the weather. What do you think about this weather, husband?
I think fall is coming early. It's nice outside. You don't need no air conditioning, no fans, but it's nice and comfortable. I like this weather.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. As y'all know, we talked about it. I prefer the summer months. So
I remember.
That's my story. I'm sticking to it.
All right.
But this weather's been pretty good. You know, it's a little cooler in the evenings and a little cooler in the mornings. But round about, you know, midday, it gets nice and warm.
Yes.
Like you said, comfortable. And I'm enjoying it. And it looks like we're going to have clear, sunny skies for the rest of the week. So that's always good.
All right.
So current events, what's going on? What's going on?
Current events. Yesterday, we actually lost the great James Earl Jones, an icon in the movie industry.
Yeah. I remember so many of his movies, but what I'll remember most, he was a very distinguished gentleman.
Yes, he was.
You know, and had a great big booming voice, and
yes,
you know, that I won't forget. I we were talking about some of the movies that we know that he was in, and I had to go back a little bit. I went back to like the 70s. What was it? A piece of the Action.
Yes, yes.
I remember. I was young, but I kind of remember that movie. Bill Cosby was in it. Sidney Poitier was in it. So some of the greats, you know, but definitely he will be missed. Definitely. So, and then we have coming up, today is a very big day in our nation. We have the presidential debate.
Yes.
Between our contending candidates, Vice President Kamala Harris, and then former President Donald Trump. And so that's interesting, to especially for our area, because yes, it's happening in the city of Philadelphia.
That's right.
So local,
that's right.
You know, so just to get yourself, be mindful that traffic's going to be a little different.
Just a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, it starts at 9 p.m. It's going to be broadcasted on ABC, of course, and then Fox. And,
yes,
you know, so it's important to listen and hear what the conversation is going to be and what each candidate stands for. We have to.
That's right.
I can't stress enough the importance of us exercising our right to vote come November 5th. That's an important day for a couple reasons.
Yes, okay.
Somebody's birthday.
Yes.
I'm not going to say who, but also because it's election day.
That's right.
It's important to this nation. We got to get out here. We have to vote. And so we want to make sure that we pay attention to, you know, the topics, the issues that they'll be addressing, you know, what their platforms are, so that we can make some informed decisions.
Amen.
As we prepare to vote. All right. So what's going on, husband, in sports? Talk to us.
So in sports, for all you Eagle fans out there, congratulations. The Eagles got their first win of this new season. Also, we got the Sixers are getting a start in about 30 days.
Okay.
And also the Phillies are in first place. They got the best record in baseball. So
yay, exciting, us.
Exciting times for Philadelphia sports.
Awesome. Awesome. That is something, you know, to feel excited about and feel proud about,
yes,
you know, own that thing. Yeah. So we're looking forward to the Eagles season. Some of us are, some
yes,
of us are not.
Yes.
I won't mention any name.
No names mentioned.
But we, and definitely basketball. I love to go to a game every now and again. So hopefully we'll be able to do that.
Yes.
In this, you know, coming season.
Absolutely.
You know, we're praying for so many things that are going on around the world. So many, you know, challenging times, and people are going through a lot, but we're praying for those affected by the mass shooting in the school in Georgia,
yes,
recently. And
yes,
we're praying healing for that community.
Yes,
this the perpetrator was a 14-year-old child.
My God.
You know, and this is what's happening around the world. So it is important for us to pray for our youth, our children, our youth, that
absolutely,
they will be covered, that they will be safe, that the schools will be safe.
Yes.
You know, back years ago, that was one of the safest places
that's
to
right,
be. You know, but we see that, you know, the crime and the violence is everywhere. So we want to pray covering over them, those
amen,
who are affected, those who are victims, and those who are perpetrators, and the families.
Yes.
You know, you go and take your children or send your children to school and believe that you're going to see them when they come home. And, you know, sometime, unfortunately, that wasn't the case for those who were affected by this shooting in
yes,
Georgia. So we're just praying. Just keep on praying and
keep
don't stop.
Praying. That's right.
Yeah, and then we want to pray for the family of the Goudreau brothers who were killed last couple weeks back in an accident. It hit by a drunk driver. The
yes,
the homegoing celebration.
Mm.
They had viewing in local in Delaware County.
Yes, Delaware County. Yes.
Right. Sunday was the viewing, and then yesterday was the services. So we're going to continue to pray for that family as well,
as
and pray
well,
for
yes,
our world. Pray for each other.
Amen.
Prayer changes things,
yes,
right?
Absolutely.
And prayer still works. So we're praying for you, our listeners, and we're praying, we're encouraging you to pray for each other.
Amen.
All right, so we're going to do our usual activity before we get kick our show off. And so this or that. So this is one on travel.
Okay.
And this is a little different kind of travel. We don't have to get on that train, plane, automobile. We're going to see, which would you prefer, to travel to the past or to the future?
Okay, so I'm going to take a cue from the movie Back to the Future. I'm not betting on sports, but if I could go back, I would go back to the past, and I would put every dollar I had in Apple stock.
Okay, that's a good investment.
Yes.
Absolutely. We see that's paying off Big time. Amen. Now. I like that answer.
Amen.
I think I too would go back to the past. I think I would spend more time with mama, of course, and dad. Yes. And those loved ones, and talk to those who've gone on before us. Mm-hmm. And I think I would find a little Danielle, and okay, give her a great big hug and tell her, you're going to be fine.
Amen.
You're going to be all right.
That's right.
Thanks to the grace of God. And, just talk to some of, our ancestors. Learn a little bit more about, my family history. Yes. And, yes, things like that. So, I would love to travel to the past. And that way, it will help me even better prepare for my future.
Right, right, right.
So, That's fun, to think about. And like you said, they made movies about traveling to Back to the Future and all that good stuff. But today's show, we're going to do a little different. Today, we're going to play some good music, some good gospel music from the past and for the future.
All right.
For you to enjoy. And so, we're going to begin our musical selections, and we'll see you after this.
I turned up my radio. You're
the reason why I sing.
Yeah, that's my song.
Now I got my praise on.
But there goes the phone.
Just ignore me your way home.
But some may say,
that's a lie. It's okay. It's all right.
'Cause when you're in the presence of the Most High, you take flight.
All I wanna do is send my praises up to you.
Through the good times.
Through the good times and the best friend I could ever
all
have.
All I want to do.
All I want to do.
Yes, I do.
Send my praises up to you.
Send my praise up to
through
you.
The good times and the best.
Tell me what it is.
You're the best friend I could ever have, yeah.
Now I'm rushing off to
work.
I got my sword and shield.
'Cause it's real in the field.
Some people don't understand. Why at lunch you be sitting with your head in your hands?
Why don't you ask our social? You think you too good?
Not none of the time doing what I'm supposed to do that.
Take care of my kids, praise my God.
Yeah.
Somebody.
and the fullness thereof. The whole world and they that dwell therein
all belong
to him who he has made us.
He watches me.
So why should I?
So why should I be bound?
When God has set me free. Can you tell me why? When Jesus
died for you and me.
This is what he's done. He has lived it.
That's our show for today. We want to thank you for joining us. As always, we want to give a special shout out to our faithful listeners. Thank you so much, our baby girl Amber, and to Miss Christine Farnham, Reverend Darlene, and Miss Valerie, my sister Carol, to all those who listen to us, my Uncle June, and all of those who listen to us week after week. We do not take it for granted. We're so grateful for your support and your feedback, because you all usually give us feedback about how we're doing.
Amen.
And we appreciate that. We want to do better every show we bring to you. So thank you. We want you to know you are in our prayers. We love you and we thank God for you. And as always, we have to give a special shout out to our awesome producer, Tyler. You know you're our guy. You're a rock star.
Yes, you are.
And we appreciate all that you do to make our broadcast a success. Beloved, we don't want to leave you without extending to you the invitation to accept the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior. It's as easy as ABC. A, admit what you have done wrong and ask for forgiveness. B, believe that Jesus died on the cross and rose again for as payment for your sins. And C, confess and choose to allow God to be in charge of your life. Because Romans 10:13 lets us know everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. I love that about our God. And then you pray and invite the Lord to come on in, into your life, into your heart, in the name of Jesus, and be with you. And if you do these things, guess what, beloved? You are saved. And we thank God and rejoice. The heavens rejoicing. It's a whole party celebration going on because of you. And so we encourage you from there to get connected with a Bible teaching and Bible believing disciple making church, so you can grow in community with other believers. And if you need to find a local church, especially in Philadelphia surrounding area, reach out to us.
Yes.
Reach out to us at newbeginningshavenofhope@gmail.com. Email us and we will get back to you, or call us at 484-734-0802. You can call and text, and we will be sure to get back with you as soon as possible. Well, beloved, that's our show for today. And as always, our prayer for you and your family is...
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.
Amen, amen, amen. Until next time, beloved, keep your head up. Be blessed. Be safe. Be well. Take care, everybody.
Take care.
As I look back over my life, I can see how your love has guided me. Even though I've done wrong, you never left me alone. But you forgave me, and you kept a blessing.